Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
A Dear Media original podcast.
You were freaking with him. The hands were going up on the neck.
I was hammered. I was having fun.
You guys were killing it. You looked like you're in a music video.
Honestly, it
was like,
could have been anybody. I love Talon, but that could have been anybody.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in. We've got another episode of Back to the Beach with Kristen and Steven. I'm Steven Coletti.
I'm Kristen Cavallari. This one should be called Back to Cabo.
Why aren't we in Cabo?
I know, damn it. But you know what? Let's still make this episode a drinking game. We're in Cabo. I think you guys should all go get a bottle of tequila. Every time we say what, Cabo, I think you take a shot of tequila, right?
That's really dangerous. Yeah.
I know, but yeah, let's sure. Do the damn thing.
Better than the S word.
What's the S word? Steven.
No, well, not that one. Anytime someone references someone to being a slut, oh, I think that we need to.
That's on here quite a bit as well.
Everyone, yeah, for our virgin ears, let's take a shot.
Okay. How happy are you that you're
all right, everybody,
not in Cabo?
You know what? Cabo's great when I'm not there. Let's just put that out there from the top. So I had a lot of fun in this episode. Not going to Cabo.
I actually did too, by the way. I wasn't the one in the middle of the drama. I was just having a good time.
So much fun. And those were the best of times down there. Yeah. But we'll get into that because the classic pool montage of everyone hanging out once we get going in Cabo leading in the evening, it's fun for me to watch this time because when I was watching it in the last season, I was just like, Steven, just dial it back. Maybe let's not drink as much. Just chill out. You're about to have a very rough evening. Let's not make it too bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cabo, 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 which of course is the title of episode 9 here in season 2 of Laguna Beach, the Real Orange County. This episode aired September 19th, 2005. And it was described to you guys as the gang heads south of the border to Cabo and things get super spicy when Alex confronts Jessica about hooking up with Jason and the two nearly come to blows. I mean, I got to give Alex credit here. We'll talk about what happens when we get to that point, but it could have easily gone there considering what happens in Cabo with the alcohol flowing and it doesn't. But hey, still some very interesting stuff. Let's just get there first. You got the previously on. You're talking about after the bonfire, Jessica made her move back to Jason. And at this point, there is a genuine, I feel like I almost hear it in your voice that you're really over Jessica's issues.
Well, I was over this drama. I had to talk about it all the time. And I was like, all right, I can't talk about this anymore.
Jessica really did kind of have it coming in a way for her to stay with this guy for so long, considering everything that was happening and like keep going back. But I don't know. There's some good scenes where you're talking about, I mean, you say here in the previously on, you're over Jessica's issues. That's genuine, because there's so many times where you and Alex H are sitting there talking to her about Jason and trying to tell her to get over it. And she has a genuine reaction of like, yeah, but I'm going to wait for proof, or like, I still like him, all this. And you guys are just like, God, like what? I don't know how else to get to you. But now, honestly, I'm pissed at you. Like, if you're not going to be pissed at him and actually hold him accountable, you know what? I'm kind of pissed at you. Well, and it's funny, you see the show, you guys kind of start to separate a little bit as your friendship.
And I think too, what was really happening was we were having these actual conversations during the week, you know, real conversations with Jessica. And we were sitting here saying the same thing, you know, he's bad for you, you know, stop talking to him, whatever. And then MTV would come on the weekends and we would have to have that same conversation 10 more times. And so it was like, by the time we had a camera in our faces and we were talking about this, it was like, I cannot talk about Jason and Jessica any more than I already have. And there's nothing else for me to say. So yes, those are genuine feelings of being like, I have nothing else to offer in this conversation. This is stupid. What are you doing? Move on.
Mm-hmm. So to catch everyone up again, of course, if you haven't listened to the last episode, what they show in 8 is they've got this real moment of Alex M, who in the show is seeing Jason at this point. She's getting a text message play by play of something happening at a party with Jason and Jessica, where they kind of sneak off into a room and they like have a little drunken hookup moment. And then in the story of MTV, Cabo happens seemingly right after that, or within a couple weeks, because we go down there and you've got half MTV teeing it up a lot, but also Alex M is mentioning, like, I don't know how Cabo's going to go. And everyone seems to think that something serious is going to happen down there because something just happened between Jessica and Jason. And now everyone's going to Cabo and it's not going to be a good thing. Do you remember this? Like how this was playing out?
Yes and no. I mean, I do feel like when Jessica hooked up with Jason, Cabo was pretty close to that. So I do think the timing of that is pretty accurate. And I think that's why you see Alex is so amped up in this episode. But I kind of stayed out of all of this drama. And you can tell in this episode, I mean, at the bar when all of this is going down, I don't even know where I was. I wasn't there though. I didn't see it. I remember hearing about it later. Also, this whole episode, they make it seem like I hooked up with Talon. I did not hook up with Talon. I was actually with Sam this entire trip, but he wouldn't film. And so I would go and film and do my thing. And then I was out of there as soon as I could be.
That's so interesting.
I had a whole other life off camera this whole episode.
By the way, this is the first time, I think, in the second season that we see Sam. Sam is back in the picture,
Sam!
Everybody.
He's skimming. He looks good.
So he rips at skimboarding. I don't know if he still skimboards, but yeah. Oh man, the guy can kill it. And there's that scene of him skimming down there, which I don't even think I would have ever been able to do that down there. He was much better than me.
Can I also tell you, I feel like, I don't know this for sure, but I feel like that skimming is from season 1 when he probably signed a release, because I do not think he signed a release season 2. Which legally, I don't know how they go and do that, but they clearly did.
What?
Because
interesting.
Yeah, there would have been more footage of him, I think, like even at the bar in the pool or whatever. Because he didn't sign a release season 2. So just kind of interesting.
Does the hottie patati, as you call him in this episode, Sam, do you still have a phone number? Can we text him and be like, I wonder?
I would love to, but no, I don't.
When was the last time you talked to him, by the way?
I mean, literally senior year. It would have been
no shit.
I would imagine it would have been senior year unless I had seen him a few years after we graduated, but I don't really remember.
That surprises me. The previously on, they've got you saying, I just wanted to stay away from her and have some fun with the boys. And
like Talon.
I was wondering, that's what I was trying. I was like, wait, was that a beach on Laguna? When you say, well, looks like I hooked up with Talon again.
No.
Because you do say that. And there are some wide shots. You could tell in this scene, some of the pieces that you guys are saying are in a wide shot and in a room. You can hear an echo of the room. It's bad audio for what you guys are doing. But there is that moment at the beach. And I thought I remember seeing like you guys, and maybe it was just like the first night or something. I don't know. Before like some people got down there, maybe you guys fooled around and then, you know, Talon doesn't care. You don't care.
No.
Sam comes down the next day.
I did not hook up with Talon this trip. I mean, we were dancing. You can tell on the dance floor. I think he like tried to kiss me kind of. And I was like, Talon, like, you know, like I wasn't into it. Yes.
You guys look like,
I was a huge flirt. Okay. I know that I was flirting, but I didn't do anything. And on the beach, so we actually went to that island in Cabo with the boys and they were doing their thing. That's where Alex and I were talking.
Yep.
And it's when we lay down and they're wide shots that I'm talking, quote unquote, about Talon. I didn't say any of that there. I did not hook up with Talon. I vividly remember this trip in my mind, my actual memories of this trip are so different than what's on the show. I was literally with Sam and Ian and like those boys the entire time. Mm-hmm. I would film, I would do my thing, and I would get the hell out of there. And that's why I missed this blowout fight between Alex and Jessica. I wasn't even there for that because I was off probably making out with hot Sam.
Interesting. We discussed this last season where they would have the guys that take you right from the airport. They were in cahoots with some liquor store where they got a little bit of a kickback. They drive you right there. You pick up a bunch of booze even before you step foot in your hotel and check in. And it's so great because you guys are in the back of the van and
hammered.
Yeah.
Hammered.
Yeah, you're already drunk.
Well, because there's a bar at the airport. There's a bar at the airport too. Okay. So you get off of the airplane, you get a drink. By the time Alex and I got to the hotel, I stumble. I mean, you can see I was hammered. Yeah, I'm hammered.
You're giggling.
Yeah.
You've got your little drunk laugh going and you just kind of trip your toe. You're like, oh, like, you laugh on the way in. A little zigzag in through the front door to the checkout. Oh, it's great.
Oh, man.
And then, I mean, from there, it's like you don't skip a beat down there. You drop off your clothes, you change, and then
into
the pool.
But really quickly, I leave my house in one outfit and I arrive in Cabo in another outfit. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but so.
I was wondering if that little, you know, you guys are talking. It's you and Alex H, of course, as you guys are in everyone, because they also have Alex H. I think there's like five questions. It's like, what's going to go on with you and Taylor? What's going on with you and Talon? Like, what's going to happen compared to last year to this year? And Alex does a really great job of feeding you the lines that tee you up to talk about what MTV wants you to talk about. And I give her a lot of credit on that because there are, I mean, I think that there's more scenes of you and Alex H talking than I think I am. And then the entire, you know, two seasons of Laguna Beach.
I know.
It's just MTV's go-to. And it worked really well. You guys worked really well together. She's great. You're great. And it just tees up everything. There was so much that was covered in that tee up to Cabo. And I'm like, is this a genuine one or is this after the fact?
Also,
yeah, it's an after the fact.
I think it's safe to say no packing scene happened in real time. Ever, ever, ever.
True.
And I was so tan packing for Cabo. I'm like, this was probably like a week after I got home from Cabo. And I remember, and I did this on Very Cavalry too. Like, this is just reality shows. Just throwing random shit in a bag. Just being like, I'm going to unpack this in about 2 seconds. And being like, I don't want to put a lot of effort into this. But I never packed on camera before I was actually going away on a trip, ever.
That's really funny. If you do that again for another show at some point, you need to see just kind of what you can get away with, like packing some sort of, I don't even know, like some sort of funny, something you would never take down to Cabo and just see if they wind up using it. See if you could call it out.
Literally.
A little Easter egg, if you will. All right, you guys, we're going to talk to you a little more about our friends over at HelloFresh. That's right. It's America's number one meal kit. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. Again, that's why it's America's numero uno meal kit. Powering up with protein is easier than ever with HelloFresh, you guys. Just check for the Protein Smart tag on their menu to quickly find recipes featuring 30 grams or more of protein, like one pot pork and black bean chili or creamy Dijon dill chicken.
Yum, that sounds really good. HelloFresh makes it easy to eat what you love. Customize select meals by swapping proteins or sides or even adding protein to a veggie dish. And now you can even upgrade for organic chicken or organic ground beef on select meals. I love that.
Not to brag, I've already done that.
Ooh.
HelloFresh knows you're busy, guys. That's why they take care of the meal planning and prepping, freeing up extra time in your schedule. With pre-portioned ingredients, foolproof recipes, and convenient doorstep delivery, HelloFresh makes it easy to get dinner on the table.
I am so excited about their organic options. I'm actually going to be taking a really fun trip to Europe. So I'm going to be gone for almost 2 weeks, and I've already scheduled my delivery for when I get back because that's just one less thing I have to think about. It comes ready to go, portioned out, delicious meals that is just one less thing you have to worry about when you travel, because I know that's always a headache for me is what kind of food do I have in the house? Can I run to the store? I live in the country, so I'm kind of far from the store. So it's not that easy for me just to pop over. So HelloFresh is saving my life yet again.
There you go. Go to HelloFresh.com/Beach60 and use code Beach60 for 60% off plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/Beach60 and use code Beach60 for 60% off plus free shipping. All right, you guys, let's talk a little bit about Liquid IV. They're friends of the show here at Back to the Beach. You know, as we're getting into the spring, season here. We're getting outdoors a little bit more. I don't know about you guys, but I am stepping up my workouts a little bit. And as I step up my workouts, I am definitely feeling a little more dehydrated at times. So I am prioritizing my hydration. You should never underestimate your hydration. And that is why Liquid IV is here to help you guys. Their hydration multiplier is one product that you're missing in your daily routine. I guarantee it. It's just one stick. You get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Kristen, when are you using your Liquid IV?
Oh my God. Well, let me tell you something. I did a hot yoga class and I clearly was dehydrated and my whole body started clenching up. Like I couldn't even move my fingers, like open up my hands because I was so dehydrated. They had to put Liquid IV in my mouth for my whole body to relax. Oh my gosh. I guess that's actually like a really known thing. It happens to runners and stuff. Scared the crap out of me. But now, since that, I always make sure I have them with me because I'm so scared of that happening again. So I go in the sauna pretty regularly and I always make sure that I'm drinking them before, during, or after.
What's your go-to flavor?
I really like watermelon and strawberry.
Liquid IV has those convenient packaging little sticks for you. So you should just throw them in your bag, throw them in your car, take them with you, have them prepared. So grab that Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code BEACH at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code BEACH at liquidiv.com. Yeah, so we get down there and... Oh man, I can't find myself feeling for Jessica because clearly something real happened when Jason and Alex actually had something going on. And now, so I'm like, now I'm like, all right, the Team Jessica t-shirt's been turned in. I want my money back. I don't want any part of this. I'm joining the Team Kristen. Get me the fuck away from all this drama. Let's go hang out with Hot Sam. I'm down. And in a good way. By the way, I want to redeem myself. You, me, and Sam, we could all hang out and be friends.
100%.
Sam and I will skim. You could just, you know, flirt with us both. And if at the end of the night you want to go off with Sam, fine. Totally fine. It's your decision to make. And I am not going to stand in the way.
So nice of you.
So Jessica's carried all this. Like everyone's like, oh, something's going to go down there. And I'm watching this episode like, oh, no. Don't let anything go down. Guys, don't bring the bad energy down to Cabo. You do not want to take that down there.
I'm getting my popcorn out. I'm like, yeah, what's in store?
So we get there and sure enough, from the jump, as the festivities in the pool are just ripping, by the way. It looks so much fun. You guys are having a great time. I think that one point, there's a world record for one people on one slide at one time. You've got 8 of you all in a train just riding down. And oh man, I mean, there's no, like, the alcohol doesn't flow quite like it does on a slide in a pool during the day in Cabo San Lucas. So
really quickly, when Talon walks up to the pool, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but Frankie Delgado was with him and who, of course, was on the hills. And this is after Talon had dropped out of high school. And he came on our spring break, even though he was living in LA and he was recording an album and doing his thing, but he still managed to come on high school spring break and fucking Frankie Delgado was with him. I was like, yes!
That's funny.
Yeah.
You know what? Frankie, to his credit, he never misses a good opportunity for like a good party. And I'm sure he noticed on the first season watching Laguna, like, damn, like those kids know how to have a party. They're about to have another spring break. I'm down.
I'm in.
I'm sure Talon was like, yeah,
high
let's go.
Spring break, sure. So funny.
I don't know. How much older is...
Frankie is substantially older. I don't want to say a number and be wrong, but he's a few years older than us.
Okay,
for
so
sure.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was in the same grade or whatnot, but he's
older. He had really no business being on a high school spring break, but was so fun having him there.
Super fun guy. That's funny. So... you guys are all having a good time. Yeah, again, just really makes me want to get back down there.
No.
And then Jessica is, you know, setting the tone already. She's not quite committed to having the fun. She's kind of carrying the baggage down there. She knows that everyone's talking shit on her because she made a very poor decision. And so she's just kind of hiding. She's going to get her nails done in Cabo, which... what?
Yeah,
wait,
what? And you can
did
tell
you ever
Emily,
do this?
No, and Emily's so bummed. She's like, wait, what? We're going to go get our nails done?
Yeah. Fuck.
I know.
That's a waste of quality pool time. I mean,
I know.
Not happening.
No.
So from there, you guys have which by the way, the first night happens. We should talk about this. There's actually like 2 nights going on here, but there's a great night. And the first night they lean into you and Talon hooking up. You guys or having a little, I mean, the dance floor session was.
Again.
Where was Sam?
This is what I want to know. He was waiting for me, clearly, but I would hope.
Yeah. You're just like, I got to go flirt with Talon real quick.
Give me a few minutes. Yeah. I got to flirt on camera real quick and then I'll come find you. It was Morgan's 18th birthday. So that dinner on the beach was actually for her birthday, which they didn't mention on the show, but that's really what it was for. And then we went out. And yes, Talon and I are dancing. We're having fun. I'm telling you, I did not hook up with him because it looks like he kind of tries to kiss me. And I'm like, Talon, like all that kind of shit. If I was really hooking up with him, I would have kissed him on camera. It's not like I was one to shy away from doing anything on camera.
That's a good point.
You know, but I definitely was going to go find Sam right after this.
Where are the bones? Oh my gosh.
My Cabo buddy.
Poor guy. You know what? Now we really need to go to Cabo. We need to find Sam and bring him home.
We were like, I think we dated for a substantial amount of time. Hot Sam and I.
So much fun in Cabo. By the way, again, just really enjoy Cabo when I'm not there. This is a fun episode to watch. So yeah, there's a huge dinner on the beach, which it's funny. There's like 40 people at this dinner. And then everyone, you know, we start to slip out. You guys have your great night. And the next day, we're really starting to tee up the pressure between Alex and Jessica. And everyone just kind of knows it's something's going to happen. And there's even some lines from Alex where she's just being honest about her emotions. I kind of was surprised to see Jessica be like, well, what the fuck? What do you want me to do? Like, something happened. It's like, we're moving on. Yeah. And it's because she admits to it, right?
Yeah, she admits to it
right before, you know, that night. And I'm like, oh, shit. So that really did happen. Yeah. Now we've got confirmation from her on camera. And I'm like, damn, Jessica, sorry I ever bought your t-shirt. And now it's like, oh, shit, she's got it coming. And here we go. And kind of like, well, see how Alex handles this. So we get into the night. There's the big buildup. The alcohol is flowing. And then there's a little face-off, which, look, things are said. And I'm sure Alex would want to take some of it back. Because, you know, I remember Alex. She's not some sort of a, like, I don't see her as like a boyfriend stealer. And it seems like there's a dynamic where, again, they had all worked out that Jessica was cool with her going to formal with him, all that stuff. And I don't know. I want her to confront Jessica in a way. And I think she actually does a pretty good job. We'll talk about this with her. We're going to have her on the show. Definitely talk to her about it. But she doesn't let it go to what I was fearful of happening in that situation with all the alcohol flowing, which is like a full fight situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't go there.
No, it could have been worse. I mean, it wasn't great, but I empathize with Alex and Jessica, but I mean, listen, at the end of the day, Jessica did hook up with her boyfriend and we're hammered in Cabo and she's going to confront her. And I'm sure MTV is not going, no, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't have a conversation with her at a bar. Like they're like, yeah, go talk to her. Jessica's over there. You know, I can totally see that happening. So I feel for her. And of course, she's upset about the whole situation. I just think, honestly, it's kind of funny seeing, I don't know if funny is the right word, but the stuff that comes out of her mouth would never fly today. Some of that stuff would never in a million years make it on TV today. But it was such a time in our lives where it just was the way that we would talk. And I can kind of relate to it because, you know, Alex is not a pushover. She's going to stand up for herself. She's going to stand her ground. And I respect anybody who will go directly to the source instead of just talking a big game behind everybody's back. I respect that. I think it was, listen, yep, it was aggressive. And I think Alex is definitely going to regret it. But we were 18 years old. Like, this is what you do. You're an idiot at 18. I think we've all done stuff at 18 that we're not proud of.
No, for sure. I mean, you see what happened with me and Cabo, the way I was expressing my emotions with like terms that we all casually threw around at each other, which are, of course, inappropriate today and you would never use them now. But back then, we're throwing around just casually. And it's like we've already went over that, but it was, you know, very poor form and the amount of like the aggression behind it and all that stuff. Alex, you know, she's saying some things to her, you know, she's obviously pissed at her, but she does actually get to a good point where she says, look, this could have all been avoided if you had just called me and taken responsibility instead of going around and talking to everybody else and being like, well, like I fucked up. Yeah, it happened, but like nothing else is going to happen. Like I think Jessica was kind of avoiding the true conflict, trying to dance around what should really happen, which is her having a conversation with Alex. And because of that, we're leading up to this point where it comes to a head in Cabo, which is a real moment.
Yeah. And I mean, I understand that. I mean, I think that's like with everything in life. Like if you have an issue with someone, call them. Mm-hmm. Like I have such a big thing with that instead of talking to everybody else about it. And I know obviously it's really hard for people to just deal with something head on like that, but that's the way to solve everything. It's communication mm-hmm. and talking to the people that are involved and nobody else.
Yeah. It took me a little bit of time to learn because I would want to avoid confrontation.
Well, most people do. Like
I would convince myself I'm not as upset about it yeah. as I really was. And so then it starts to boil in terrible ways. Mm-hmm. But at some point, I don't know, in my 20s, I remember being like, fuck, the hard thing to do is the right thing to do, yeah. which is to go and discuss it with somebody. And then after a couple of times of doing it, and yeah, it's scary before you jump into that first conversation or like honestly in dating in my 20s, being like, look, I got to tell you like I'm not feeling this instead of like ghosting them
or being like, oh, that was like
that was casual that we just hooked up and like, you know, we're never going to talk about it ever again or I'm not going to hook up the ever. It could be a point was like yeah. you start to have a conscience and as you're maturing being like, this deserves a conversation yeah. so we could stop wasting each other's time or just making the other person stew in some sort of questions with no answers.
Yeah, it's hard.
Look, I think Alex has a point, of course, in saying that. Well, look, you could have handled this completely different. Now, we'll have to find out the timetable here because I don't know how long before Cabo did something happen. Like, was it a week? Was it 2 weeks? It seems very fresh and real.
I think it was like the week leading up to it because like you said, it's very, those emotions are very real and very fresh. And I feel like there would have been something that happened in Laguna before Cabo if it had happened weeks earlier.
Yeah, they would have seen each other. I yeah. guess that's a great yeah. point that you're making right now. They should have seen each other at school,
yeah.
somewhere, like something before this happened so that, because this seems like this is the first time they're around each other after this big thing happened with Jessica and Jason hooking up. And so, you know, Alex is, of course, now it's been boiling more and more. She's hearing more and more of what Jessica's saying to everybody else and not to her. So at this point, she's like, you know what? This is fucked on so many levels and it's your fault, which it is. So look, there's probably a couple things that Alex would take back that she said and the way she said it. Of course, what's on camera, that's always disappointing. I can relate to that 100%. And look, she had a strong point there. Jessica had it coming to her. So, woo, yeah. tough to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't involve us, so not that tough to watch.
There was a part of me that I was like, I guess like, it's kind of fucked up. I'm glad I'm not the only one. I was like, because I watched it the last season. I was like, and I know there's all sorts of drama happens in all different places. It comes in different shapes and sizes for people at different moments. We've got some of our worst moments on camera. Like that is one of my worst moments. I don't know where that rates for them, but I don't know. I was like, wow. But like the fact that a year later, like MTV, when they found out that something was going on between Jessica and Alex M going into Cabo, they must have just been so happy of like, all right, we got to do whatever we can. And you just said it a couple of minutes ago. You're like, I guarantee MTV was telling Alex to go talk to Jessica. Like they were getting them to come. They needed them to come together on camera.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm curious to talk to them and see how their thoughts are looking back on it now and understanding like, shit, I wish that didn't happen. But what I'm trying to get to is that I'm glad that it didn't escalate to another level because it could have.
I agree. No, all things considered. I agree. It was the best worst case scenario.
Okay, you guys, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I am a big fan of therapy. I started going when my parents got a divorce. And I have to say, that was when I was 9. And getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing, which I feel like is the goal in life. And therapy, I feel like, can really help you get there because sometimes we go through life and we don't know why we feel a certain way. We don't know why we're triggered or whatever it might be. And just having that third party, that unbiased opinion to help you navigate your emotions and why you're reacting a certain way to a certain situation, I think is really beneficial. And it's really kind of the only way that we can learn and grow from certain situations.
Yeah. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you guys, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. I think Therapy is really all about clicking with your therapist. I think that makes a huge difference. So what I love so much about BetterHelp is that you do fill out this questionnaire to get matched with a therapist, but then you can switch therapists with no additional charge, which is huge because we don't always click with the same people.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with the licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Guys, discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beach10 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/beach10. All right, you guys, we're going to talk to you about Orange Theory. Orange Theory is the smarter workout for more results. A total body, 1 hour group workout that combines science, coaching, and technology to guarantee maximum results from the inside out. It's a 5-zone heart rate based workout designed to transform you from the inside out and supercharge your metabolism for more caloric afterburn, more energy, more confidence, and more results. 12 to 20 minutes in the orange zone, 3 to 4 times a week is all you need to start your fitness journey towards a longer, more vibrant life. Guys, I have introduced the Orange Theory to my brother. I have brought him along, but I've now got him going to a couple classes, and I don't want to throw him under the bus here, but it's a little harder for him to get out to workout class than it is for me. However, he's gotten on the Orange Theory train. He's about it. He really enjoys how they kind of hook you up with the monitors and you've got your heart rate right there in front of you on a screen. So you're looking right at where you're at, how you need to push yourself, and it gives you a little extra motivation to dig a little bit deeper when you're doing those workouts. And of course, having the circuit going from the rowing over to the treadmills, to the floor. You've got the friendly coaches there. All of their studios are really clean. It's a great spot. We're all about it over here. So you guys need to check out Orange Theory and get your first class free. Visit orangetheory.com to find a studio near you and book now. Also, love it or your money back. Ask about their 30-day risk-free guarantee. They know you will love your Orange Theory experience, so they guarantee it. Just take 12 classes during your first 30 days. If you don't feel like you're living a more vibrant, happier, healthier life, take back all your money and walk away. Well, all right, let's talk a little more of some of the lighter fun stuff that happened down there, because there's some great quotes that are happening throughout, just like the partying and everyone down there having a good time. I think somebody mentions at one point that a margarita is legal, which is like someone celebrating.
I remember that.
It might be you. You're like, margaritas are legal.
Yeah, I finally don't have to use my fake ID. That's funny.
Oh, man.
There are some good quotes. Well, okay. I have a few, and I'm going to save mine for the very end when we talk about quotes.
Okay.
But I have one that I can say right now. There, when Alex and I first get down to Cabo and we're on the beach and we're watching the boys skimboard, and you can tell we're just hammered, but I'm like, cheers to, fingers crossed, hopefully hot boys like that in our room. Just like, I'm so nonchalant about hooking up with guys and just like, I want you. Yeah, no problem.
So boy crazy. There's nothing wrong with that.
Boy crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was girl crazy back in the day. Of course.
We all were. Like, that's what you do.
Sure. Another funny thing about everyone just going balls to the wall, having a great time in Cabo, is every little get-together where MTV needs to have a little setup before the evening or a little after the fact next day, everyone is either super fucked up in the moment, super hungover, or their voice is just so hoarse from the entire week.
I know.
It's just funny to see. You've got these 17, 18-year-old kids that are down here parting their faces off, and MTV's having to cover all this stuff, and they're just having them just blacked out, talking on camera.
God, I know. Everyone loses their voice at some point in the episode, it seems like.
Uh-huh. So we get back and there's a moment where Jessica swears. I don't have it written down who she's talking to. I don't know if she's talking to you or she's talking to Emily, who she's down there with. Probably not you, because at this point you're like,
I don't think we hung out this trip.
Yeah, I'm done with this drama. But she swears on her grandma's grave that she won't see Jason again.
Yeah.
And then she kind of backs it up. She's like, well, maybe I shouldn't say that. I won't see him ever again. She says basically the same thing. She contradicts herself.
She's talking to Emily in Cabo, actually, still. Well, you know what I thought was weird too is when Jessica's walking on the beach and she calls Jason. I really want to think, obviously, that this was all MTV. But why, after everything that just happened, would she go, I'll go to the beach and call Jason? You'd be like, no, fuck off. I'm not doing that, right? I would think. I don't know.
100%. 100%. But MTV, I think what they had with Jessica was she was willing to, I mean, she opened herself up completely. And there's so many times where she's going through some very emotional stuff, I feel like, or just not processing properly her emotions at that time, you know, and maybe dealing with the conflict. And that's what I think played in MTV's favor. And I want to ask her about this, but there's a lot of times where she should maybe go straight to the person and talk to them or whatever it is, or just like face the music of something not being healthy. But she was always constantly avoiding it. I relate to that though, because I was kind of doing that too in high school. I was like, oh, I don't want to be confrontational. I don't want people to fight. So I'm going to pretend like it's not a thing for me and let's just move forward kind of in a way, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, not unless you've worked it out or had it out with somebody and had a conversation. It does not end well that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big episode here as far
good as… Good episode for an audience.
What's been boiling. Yeah. I will say just to, before we get into our last segments, they get back and there's this really awkward scene, which who knows how far down the line they made Jason and Alex have when the guys are playing tips. And this actually, I said this in another episode, like I think Jason just wants to really hang with the boys.
Yeah.
Like he should just not date girls because he does not have the time for them. They are getting in the way of him being able to hang out with the boys and get drunk and party. So you've got this scene where he's laughing and having fun and playing tips, which I should say, it looks like the guys are playing the weirdest game of basketball you've ever seen. They're shooting with their feet off the ground. They're like jumping up and grabbing the ball and throwing it in. It's a game called tips that we play back home. And you score points based on if you get the ball after it hits the rim, bouncing or not bouncing. I'm sure for all most people listening, you can care less about this game.
I mean, like, what?
Yeah. You're like, what the fuck? Tips? This is, I do not care about this. But just if anybody happened to see that episode and was going, why are the guys just kind of flying through the air, just chucking the ball at the basketball
that's hoop funny. Without I did playing not real basketball?
This is a weird, that's funny. You're like, this, I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
What?
But I was like, I feel like this deserves an explanation. And because Alex approaches and then Jason's demeanor completely changes. Mm-hmm. And he's like, right now? All right, sure. Yeah, let's go talk. And they kind of have their talk and then they go their separate ways.
But his talks make me laugh. He gives nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Do you think MTV was like, I don't know, Jason, maybe, you know, say something? Or they're like, no, this is perfect. This is exactly what we need.
I completely agree. I actually have this as a note that I want to talk to Jason about. I want to see, like, what was the process like with MTV when you had to do these conversations and clearly on camera, you could not fucking care less about anything that they wanted you to do there and just wanted to get out of there. So how often did you guys just chat through it and did you throw up your hands and say, fuck it, what do you want? I'll say it. Or was there just sometimes that you just kept pushing back on them saying, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing this. And therefore, all they had was you doing nothing and then leaving.
Right, because like anytime we would have conversations, they kept telling us more to say, to do this, to do that. Mm-hmm. Where with Jason, it's like, it's almost like they were happy. Like, oh, he didn't say anything. Perfect. That's exactly what we needed. He doesn't say anything. Nope. Nothing.
So then Alex leaves and she's like, well, that was fucking awkward. And then he goes right back to playing ball with the boys and he's so happy.
In a great mood. Great mood.
Like, yeah, he's cracking up. He's like giving him shit. It's really funny.
It is funny.
It's like a great, perfect portrait of Jason in the show, in that scene. Hanging with the boys, then got to deal with the girl. Hanging with the boys again.
So funny.
It's funny.
God. All right, well, your personal rating.
We're going A+, baby. Yeah. This is awesome personal episode for myself. Cabo is just… It's really fun when I'm not there. It's, you know, it makes me feel a little more at ease, I should say. I'd be careful here because I still obviously am not proud of my Cabo episode, but glad I'm not the only one this shit happens to.
There
Fuck.
You go.
Like, felt like I was on an island for a moment there. Glad that, you know.
Not anymore. You've got misery loves company.
Other, you know, all of our judgments kind of fall by the wayside down there. And man, I just wish I could have had a little chit chat with them beforehand and say, let me tell you, I saw what happened in episode 5 of season 1 at MTV's Laguna Beach. So,
see, I learned my lesson. That's why I just took off the whole time. Did a little flirt, gave you what you want, and I'm out. I gave myself a B+ because I'm not involved in the drama. There's a little bit here and there. You get to see me being silly and playful, flirty, but I'm not in the middle of any drama, which is kind of nice. So
They definitely used a moment from some other episode. I think it might have even been your birthday because there's a direct quote on your birthday where Talon, before he gives his speech or after he gives his little iconic speech.
Yeah.
the birthday speech.
What was it? I was like, I hope you're going to find this right now.
Here it is. Episode 3. It's hard to say goodbye. I have, by the way, in my notes, Talon speech, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, four exclamation points. He says, here's to Kristen. Without Kristen, happy birthday, Kristen. That's the speech.
I wish we asked him about that to be like, did you actually say more or was that the speech?
No, the camera's on him. The camera's
did
on
they
him. For
cut it or like, but that was it.
For once in his life, the cat got his tongue and his, I think he had some wires crossed and he didn't get the quote out, which
it was,
by the way, we are all deprived of probably another brilliant talent quote in that moment.
Genius, really.
But anyways, what we were getting to was at that dinner, you have a talent, come here. Like a funny little thing. And that line is pulled and used in this Cabo episode.
See, all the talent stuff in this episode is all MTV and they pulled it from all these other places. We weren't together.
Yeah, interesting.
I mean, yeah, I sat on his lap at dinner and I was dancing with him. But I mean, come on, you guys.
You were freaking with him. The hands were going up on the neck.
I was hammered. I was having fun.
You guys were killing it. You looked like you're in a music video.
Honestly, it
was like,
could have been anybody. I love Talon, but that could have been anybody. I was probably envisioning Hot Sam.
Maybe. You know? I will give you credit as far as drunken Cabo dancing goes. I mean, that was so much better. Remember me dancing with that model in season one, doing a little like casual.
You look so stiff. You
were dry like, humping. Yeah, I'm like this fucking bored, trying to be cool.
I was getting it.
You're
telling me
we're killing it.
Thank you. All right, what about an audience rating?
I'm going B.
Okay.
I do this because the audience wishes that something else a little bit worse happened. And that's why, again, I kind of feel I'm a little like, whew, I'm glad it didn't get worse. Because it easily could have. Yep. But there's people at home that are genuinely rooting for them to come to fisticuffs. And it doesn't go there.
Yeah.
So there's that. That's what knocks it down. Otherwise, highly entertaining. Obviously, everyone wants to go to Cabo after seeing this episode. I mean, like, fuck, that looks like a very fun place. I want to go there with my friends.
Okay.
Yeah, the drama was real.
Yep.
Okay. Except for you and Talon.
Except for Talon. And
allegedly.
Allegedly. So that's, I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Okay, I went A- because I'd say that was probably the juiciest, besides you and I in Cabo, that was the next juiciest fight. Mm. And in a way, I almost feel like it was worse than us because Jessica kind of like gave it back to Alex or like gave her what she wanted, where with our fight, I was just trying to like walk away.
You're trying to get the fuck out of there. Yeah.
I was just trying to dance and have fun. So I thought it was actually pretty good.
Hello.
I was trying to find Hot Sam yet again. And so I do feel like it was good and it had all the fun of Cabo, the drinking, the, you know, all that good stuff. So I gave it an A-.
Do you have a do-over from the episode?
I wouldn't wear those God awful sunglasses that I had at brunch with the girls when I had my cowboy hat on. Those things were so ugly. Take those things off.
I thought it was a great look. I was actually laughing because like clearly so hungover, still drunk from the night before as well.
Had to have sunglasses on.
The cowboy hats, sunglasses, and you're having to chit chat. You're having to do the things for MTV. So you're having the conversations, but you're half of you's out of there.
Oof. What about you? Do you have a redo?
I do. I wish I could give a little pep talk to the crew. I kind of mentioned it beforehand. And the crew being Alex and Jessica and saying, guys, like, let's figure this out before we get down there.
Yeah.
Because look, at the end of the day, no matter how much you care about being on camera or not for MTV, you do not want any sort of like grudge or boiling emotion that you have with somebody within yourself being brought down to Cabo because alcohol is going to flow like it hasn't before in your life. And you're not going to know how to process your emotions during that time. And shit is going to go down. So, you know, I wish I could have coached him up, but I
you're
honestly,
such a good guy.
Get out of here. Wish I could have given them a little pep talk. I would ever fucking do that, you know, just to give a do-over because I don't want to say nothing because I'm not in the episode. By the way, I'm not in this episode at all.
Well, I think you were mentioned. Were you mentioned?
I'm usually mentioned, but I think, and I was waiting for it. I don't think it happens.
Wow.
There should have been
I'm surprised we didn't talk about Cabo the prior year.
I know. I was kind of waiting for that. There was a little bit of anxiety throughout the episode as well as like what's going to happen between Jessica and Alex was like, fuck, when are they going to flash back to last year? Or when is it going to just be like, don't pull a Steven.
Right?
You know,
man, you dodged a bullet. All right. What about a quote? There were some good ones this episode.
Yeah, I have. So I've got Jessica. She's like, well, she basically knows it's coming. She knows something's coming from Alex because everyone's talking about what's going to happen between the two of them, except the two of them together. And that's why this moment happens at the bar. But she says she's worried about whether or not she's going to get hit or if they're going to get in a fight. And she's kind of like casually saying, I don't care. I don't care what she could do whatever she wants, which I know she doesn't mean, but she's trying to kind of avoid the conflict. But she says, I'll have a black eye and I'll be really cute. It can match my hickey and I'll be really hot.
Oh my God. It's so good. That's so good.
By the way, what the fuck? Was that a hickey? That looks like a straight up burn. Like somebody put a curling iron on her neck for about 10 seconds.
I know.
And took it off. Because that thing was massive. It does look like a birthmark. It was not a hidden hickey by any means. And who gave that to her?
That's a great question. I'm surprised we never figured that out in this episode. I don't know. Jason?
They don't talk about it.
Jason, when they were playing 7 Minutes in Heaven? I mean, I don't know. Well,
we need to figure that out. Well, you know what?
While she's coming on, we'll ask her.
Okay.
We need to get to the bottom of the hickey.
The fuck gave her that hickey when she was,
Yeah.
Because she wasn't with Jason. And what if it
was? Well, I don't think that matters. We realize that doesn't matter.
Apparently, they had hooked up right before Cabo. So,
could have been from Jason.
Man, if it was him, oh my gosh. Ooh. She was going around saying, I didn't hook up with him.
Yeah. You chicky on your neck. Yeah. Okay. Okay. My quote is from Morgan when we were at her birthday dinner. And she says, Talon, doesn't Kristen look really hot because she's wearing all of my clothes? Thanks, Morgan.
That's right. That's right.
That's what it takes. All the clothes, the right clothes. Well, this was a fun episode.
Thanks for listening in. And we'll be back with another episode. We've got episode 10 of season 2 coming at you next week. So we'll bring it to you then.
Yes, we do. All right. We will see you guys soon. Thanks for listening to Back to the Beach with me, Kristen Cavallari, and the best ex-boyfriend ever, Stephen Colletti.
We are so stoked to bring you along on this journey back through Laguna Beach with us.
You can find us on Instagram at Dear Media Studio, hashtag BTTBpod, at Kristen Cavallari, and at Stephen Colletti.
Got any questions about the show? Give us a call on our Back to the Beach hotline, 1-844-LAGUNA-0.
And if you like our show, please make sure you follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to this so you don't miss an episode. And don't forget to leave us a rating and a review.
Back to the Beach is a Dear Media production hosted by Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Collett.
Our show is produced by Rosalie Atkinson.
Post-production by Amanda Vandekar, Michelle Harrison, and Taylor O'Connor.
Music supervision by Jonathan Lane.
Our theme song is Come Clean, written by John Shanks and Cara Diaguardi.
Cover composed by Steve Shebby.
And our executive producers are Jocelyn Falk, Paige Port, and Michael Bostick.
Special thanks to producer Liz Bruno at Balto Creative Media for her help on today's episode.